Abba, do you hear us?
Yes, do you hear me?
Oh. Yeah, Nassan has a question before you start. Can he ask? He's joining the shiur regularly.
Is he regular?
Why did Hashem put bad guys in the world?
Why did Hashem what?
Put bad guys in the world.
Prepare.
Say it now.
Why did Hashem put bad guys in the world?
What's the word prepare?
Why did Hashem put bad guys in the world?
So that we should make them into good guys. And they should be honored at dinners at the yeshiva.
How about it's recorded?
You're not going to play it though at the dinner. You know? Okay. Good. So we're holding here in Parashas Truma. The first piece is a chinuch. And he's explaining the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. Limnos Beis HaShem HaShem. Kloimer. Sheniya makrivim shom korban asena elov. So the first matara of the Beis HaMikdash is to be the place where you bring korbanis. V'sham tia aliyah l'regel v'kibbutz kol yisrael v'chol shana. Shenema v'os l'mikdash. So basically, if we were to sort of try to capture it with one word, it's the focal point for Avodas Hashem. In other words, what's the nekuda through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael connect? It's Beis HaMikdash. It's two ways. One is somebody is going to the somebody goes to Beis HaMikdash and it's the Salah, and in the Beis HaMikdash it's the Makom Avodah. I'm going to explain to you soon what's the Tama mitzvah. Now, one of the extraordinary things you see in Rishayim is that even in the way they approach things, and as you learn from them, not only the content of what they say, but also the way in which they speak. He's trying to give now Tama mitzvah Beis HaMikdash. So he gives a hakdama about how unworthy he feels. Ba'achin, meyir osi liskare v'al mishkan Hashem. I'm scared to get close to it. Kedati kol akorev akorev, im lo yiskadesh lemadai, lo yira habayis v'choy. I know that anyone who comes close to the Beis HaMikdash without being proper kedusha dies. He was a Levi. So basically, he's writing his natzlos that he understands and he feels that Avodas Hashem requires tremendous preparation. It requires also a sense of, you know, what it is that a person is doing when he's going to stand before Hashem. And that's why it's unusual for him. He's very misnatzel on writing about it. He says, I know what I'm not. And for me to stand and to talk Beis HaMikdash is something that I do with great trepidation. So the first thing I'd like to point out is he's not saying sisrotayr here. It's not as if he's saying something like he's paskening a heta aguna and he's scared if it's a good heta. Now, he's not telling us Kabbalah, but the fact that he's speaking about a topic which is extremely holy requires that he feel a certain sense of humility. And it's one of the things to learn from the Rishayim is that whenever you're talking about Tavarish Vekdusha, person needs to be humble. That's one. So this is like one Hakdama, one point of Hakdama. There's a second point of Hakdama, which is about the Musig of Taima Mitzvahs. Yadu Adam and Forza Beinein Ham, Mikavi Mitzvahs, Kishim Panam the Torah, who call Echadim Shroshim Gdolim Virabim, who call Shosh Shosh Hadnofim.
Okay,
Pirkei Chachma v'Seichel Toiv, Kol Einayim Me'irois v'Rechava v'Nesoiva Eime Chachmasa, Ad She'ein Koyach Badim Lasik Tachnisoi, Moshe'ed HaMelech HaChachma Mat Ech Merachak Mimeni. So he says, if you're trying to describe the full range of of what lays in a mitzvah, it's endless, because there's ayin panim, and each panim is not just one particular facet, like on a diamond. It's a tree. It's a branch of a tree. And it itself has an entire tree. It branches out and becomes something of its own. So to describe any one mitzvah in a way where I say I have it, a makifit, is absurd. Every mitzvah has in itself, it's a sheresh that has many trunks that come out of it, many branches and much fruit. So it's overwhelming. So if someone asks you to explain what a Beis HaMikdash is all about, where do I start? So on. But he says, "V'im kol ze," despite that, "Ein laharpos yidei ha'isik ba, ki me'at v'mehar b'nei yochal kula mesuka." What difference does it make how much of it I know? Any part of it is important, is significant. And if there are fruits that are beyond me, yiklam alele trufa. It means even people can't take the fruit, even the leaves have in themselves value. As for me, im daiti godel erkavet amka, knowing, despite knowing how deep and great Torah is, v'chipliya mimeni niskava, and it's beyond me, pa'arti piladababa, I've allowed myself to speak on it, v'esmech mashim dinir aboisei ligris inashabagav v'yoda makoma, sh'nei makrosa nafshi taiva. So basically what he's saying is, and let's give an example. Imagine somebody asks you to describe how a car works. And you can describe one or two or three parts of it. You really, let me close the door here. You describe one or two or three parts of it, but you don't have the whole picture. You have nothing really. I can tell you how the transmission turns the wheels, but I don't know how the engine turns the transmission. Then I haven't really explained too much. Masha'im Kain in Torah, despite the fact that the big picture is very big, but each and every piece is a value itself. And therefore, the fact that I can be oimed on one nekudah of Torah is not a reason to let go of it. I want to add another half to this mashal. You have things like describing a car. If I don't describe the entire car, I've left you with no value. That's one. The exact opposite is, imagine Reuven said very wise sayings. Reuven has a lot of wonderful wise sayings that he has, and I tell you over one of them. So let's say he left over 1,000 wise sayings. Telling over one is not a chisaron imazahavamina. It's like saying, if I don't have $1,000, a dollar is also not worth anything. A dollar is a dollar. It's 1,000th of $1,000. But so if there's a lot of chachma, it's very nice. Why would I think there's a problem of that? And the answer is because Torah has both elements in it. And that's why there's a havamina, I shouldn't approach it. Torah is one integrated whole. The ayin panim l'Torah are not 70 wise sayings, and that's it, where each one stands on its own always and doesn't have anything to do with the other things except the Darshan and Pasik. The Torah does integrate into a whole. All the different halakim, the Pshat, the Remez, the Drus, the Sein, all of it comes together. But the Chiddush here is, even if it doesn't come together, it stands on its own. If I can use some sort of like a crude mashal, they have these crossword puzzles where each line, they ask you each line, you know, what's something that's this and this, and then you fill that in, and then you fill in every line, and then in the middle of that, there's another word that comes out. So Torah is the same thing. Each piece and part is meaningful in its own right, despite the fact that in the big picture, it's really a part of something much bigger than that. And that's why he has a havamina. Why would I tell you something about Beis HaMikdash, a description, a point about it, when the big picture is much, much bigger than that? And I don't have anywhere near the big picture. So he's saying, no, each little bit has value also. So the Chiddush in Torah is each little bit has value, but the overarching big picture is not in any way, it's not compromised by the fact that each one stands on its own as well. That's the Chiddush. Okay, so now he goes, then he gives another hakdama to what the Tachlis HaMitzvahs are. Dabini. Kikol Asher Giv Hashem Yisbarach V'Asoyis Me'od Kom Tzvoysav Einenu Rak Shechov Hashem Yisbarach L'Hitim Lono Ehu B'Yoyis Ha'odom Mukhsho Mukhom V'Asiyis Ha'is Na'mitzvahs L'Kav La'Toyva Oz Yeitiv Olav Hashem. So mitzvahs develop a person in a way that he can receive Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah to teach us how to be that. In other words, the mitzvahs themselves have the effect of the person that develop him into a kli to become HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzvahs are what are making a person to be able to be a kli to mekabel toiv. And if a person did it, wonderful. If not, bad. This act is a passion. So the first point that he's setting us up is the picture of schar and onesh is not that mitzvahs are a sort of currency. When a kid is at a carnival and he does this, does that, the other thing, he collects a bunch of tickets, and at the end he gets for the tickets whatever it is that they're giving out. No, getting back to Nosson's question about bad people and so on, we can either be royal kabbal de toiv or not. Olam haba is a state of existence where we're davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we can't be davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not. But the purpose, mitzvahs are not just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do mitzvahs, so we get a lot of credits with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after we do a mitzvah, and then we get a prize. Mitzvahs change us and shape us so as to become roi for that. Now he says, in those who do mitzvahs and mitzvahs, yashimu magamas pneim al teva tzatev as yasam vat. They're waiting for the schar. Ki yedu, shebesibosam tenuach lem abrocha vatoiv. They know you get good, and that's why we do it. So they're good people. There are those that a person understands the good in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos. They become kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at she esimu kol kavonas achonas gufam ilahash hachetz Hashem Yisbarach lo yipcheshkim oisei. Ela to'elas ha'mu'usot ha'beis gahu lo yashisu lev. V'yamayla ha'gdoyla sh'olo ele ovis ha'kdoyshim ha'shloysha v'har b'mnei ma'cheyem zekukum ha'drocha. V'zoysi ha'madrig al yoyne sh'efshav odem lalas. So he's describing two scenarios with a tremendous distinction. Let's use a dogma. Let's use the following mashal. Imagine a person meets his very shidduch. He meets a very fine young woman, and the outstanding quality of this young woman is that she's a giver. She always gives. She's a giving person. Cold cooling, nothing for herself, everything for the other. So one way to look at it is, what an amazing setup. She'll constantly be serving me lunch, dinner, breakfast, and doing whatever I need, because she's a very giving person, and she doesn't take anything, so I'm going to be pater from a lot of things. So it's a very, very good setup. Now, let's even make a same shemayim. I'll be able to sit and learn undisturbed. So we have one picture. Another person has a sense he likes that which is good. And when I meet a selfless person, I like that person. What turns me on is a person that I feel is nefesh and neshama is selfless. And I love that person. So both of them will get married. Both of them will have a wife that will dote on them and serve and chulub, 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 chulub. But it's two different worlds. The first one only understands the shell of it. The second one understands the pnimius, and he's dovuk to the pnimius. The second one is somebody who wants that person, and that's what he's attached to. So one picture, people ask, if you learn for Olam Haba, is that good or not? So it depends in the picture of what we picture Olam Haba. If we picture Olam Haba as a ruchnistic version of a pleasant experience here. So that's nice. You know, when we a person is misanig al Hashem. So one way to read the pasuk, to put the trap in, is lhisanig al Hashem. In other words, it's a place of tremendous pleasure, supplied courtesy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate pleasure giver and the ultimate benefactor, so it can't be better than that. That's a low version of it. It's basically a reconfigured version of Olam Haza. But still, at the end of the day, the person is makid olam ruchni. The person does right things, but the good things. So it's fine. But it's not what the Torah means. Dilis anegal Hashem is the point that when I understand that Olam Haza is a place where I'm kosher and davar kach brochu with tainu, and tainu is the ultimate kesher. It's just like if I have a very close friend or fiancé, etc. So when we have a good time together, when we're going out someplace where we enjoy both, it's because it's the framework where I feel the most mekushet to the person. When I'm together with the person in a setting that is very, very pleasant, then I am really, really taken by that. So this Aneg al Hashem carries two shades. It depends where you put the comma. That's really the, that's what he says over here. When you do the mitzvahs, so doing the mitzvahs as a way of getting reward from Hashem is fine, but not what the Torah meant. Mitzvahs as a way of becoming mechuba takanish baruch Hu, that's what it meant. So the person who's seeking dveikus, that's the person who has it right. Now he says, "Umeato, b'yoyis hanochas datin al zev inyur tzoyis of Yisbaruch Hu, itichayev v'sam loyma kibinya bayis Hashem Yisbaruch Hasidim b'tfilas kavatz elo akol ochol avovas avodas yisala." So the whole Beis Hamikdash is a chetimtza to allow for people to shake that feeling. You know, it creates a focal point where we can think of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to him being in the background. When we do mitzvahs, we're doing the mitzvah, focusing on Kzayis Matzah, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah. In Beis HaMikdash, the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mitzvahs is most manifest. We are dealing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of those expressions of doing things that are to him. The to him is what's most violent in the Beis HaMikdash. He says he doesn't have the he didn't have a six lomiyus circle shevus ben rashi love and sakarosam. He doesn't need a house. Recording that perik in Novi. So all of it is there just for us, develop us. So here again, in quite a few places, he does it by Karban Pesach. Also, the Chinuch explains that external activities of a person are mashpia deeply on the inside. So when we speak about this, is I'm doing something only external. So, Marshall, let's say you take a kid and you teach him to be polite. You say, excuse me, you say, thank you, you say, can I help you, and so on. So you drill it into the kid, and the kid says, nah, it's only mechanical. It's not really me, and I'm doing something that's only mechanical. The answer is, yes, you're doing something mechanical, but mechanical will change who you are, because we do tend to go along with how the goof is. Let's make something very, very simple. The way we dress sets a certain behavior for us. The person is dressed in a swimming suit, he acts one way. The person is dressed in a three-piece suit, he acts another way. And even though it's the same person, but our pu'ulos have an effect on our pnimius. And therefore, doing mitzvahs and repeating them many times brings out the better part of a person. So a person may correctly criticize himself and say it's only chitzonius, as long as he's doing it with the understanding that I'm doing it because this will bring out the pnimius, then it's fine. If a person does it because he wants to mislead people, show off, and if a person thinks in himself that he's perfect because he's doing it all, that's a problem. But if a person understands, and so he says the purpose of all these mitzvahs is so that we keep doing the tov, and it changes us. So Hashbrokh created a place that's clean, clean in a sense of no gashmis there. This is the place where people are able to get tahara. It's a safe spot, so to speak, a safe place where a person can come and be out of the world of gashmis and be kol kuli tahara for ruchnis. Now, why over there? So he says, maybe it's because it's the middle of the world. Now, the word Chazal say that it's a little bit, if you ever take a look at a globe and try to figure out what's the middle, you have a bit of a hard time because it's endless. Every point is a middle point of a different way of looking at it. But I think they do explain in Shainim, for instance, in terms of temperature. It's a relatively temperate climate. It doesn't go to any extremes. It's located in a very central location. It is on the crossroad between Asia, Europe, and Africa. In many other ways, in terms of a world that's settled, it certainly can be seen as a center world, a center of it. So Lemaisa, that might be a reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose it. The Oy Min HaTam SheBaruch Hu Yodea, or maybe some other reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. By the way, as an aside, there's a professor, an Israeli professor named Halpern, or Halpert, I don't remember. He's from person. He grew up in Meisharim, actually, and he went to Cheder till third grade, and then switched out to Mizrahi school. His parents were sort of Mizrahi. And he is a world-class meteorologist, and he's NASA's meteorologist in Israel. He covers, for NASA, he covers Israel. And every 7th year or so, he would come here and do a sabbatical. So I was here twice that he'd been here. And he had the following, so he has a whole shtickle Torah like this. It says in Rabbeinu Bechaya, that Yerushalayim is in the nifchar of the aklimim. It is in the best of all climates. So how do you get to that? So what he did was he did the following. He made a graph of all of the capital cities in the world. And he said the two most important factors for life are rain and sunshine. And he made a quadrant where any city in the top half of the quadrant has more rain, and anyone in the bottom half has less rain than the average. And then in the other column, more sun and less sun. So you have four parts, you know, less sun and less rain than the average, more sun but less rain than the average, or more rain than sun, and the final one. The only one that has more rain than the average capital and more sunlight is Yerushalayim. And people are usually shocked by it. He said Yerushalayim has nowhere near the amount of rainy days in Europe, but the rain is much more intense, and he has the data. So of, I think, 180 capital cities, that one. Then he did something else. He took all major cities and grafted. The only other, all weather stations that he worked with, the only other weather station that had the same mile was Flagstaff, Arizona. They said, being the 3 months of snow in Flagstaff, Arizona, we can take you off the list as being a good athlete. Well, that was his thing. But Al Kapanim, for whatever it is, your slime is chosen. Whatever reason, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. So when a person is there and his mind is nene from that zichuch, he becomes this aleph and he becomes dover. Balderech Hapshati says, that's the explanation of what it means that Hashros Hashkin is there. Hashros Hashkin means it's a place where we, because of the darga we reach, can come close to being mizdabit on Hashkin. It says that the Shekhin is there even when it's Chorav, so it seems that without the Korban, without anything, it's there. It says, even granted that we have this chazal and that Beis Hamikdash has Kedusha, that passive Kedusha is a chesek Hashem put in there so that even today we can be nis'ala from it. But it doesn't come close to the place where, as a result of our pu'ulos, where all our pu'ulos are kodesh. That's why there's such a big ekpeda in the Beis Hamikdash of Lishma. Everything has to be the Shema, all the Kabbalists, and so on, because that's the place where the Levavos HaHukshar. That's the place where everything is meant to be focused on that Avodas Hashem, and that changes a person, because to be in an environment where everything that happens is focused on Aliyah and so on, changes the person as well. Okay, that's the Chinuch's explanation over here. We'll hold it here. Any questions, points, anything? Okay. Have a good day. Take care. Thank you.